Este audiolibro fue realizado, en el marco de la Ley 26.285 de la República Argentina, por convenio entre la Asociación Civil Mírame Bien y la Universidad Nacional del Litoral, para uso exclusivo de ciegos y personas con otras discapacidades perceptivas. Queda prohibida su copia, distribución, comercialización y uso por personas no habilitadas por la ley. El uso indebido podría ser reprimido conforme al artículo 172 del Código Penal. La Asociación Civil Mírame Bien posee personería jurídica otorgada por la Inspección General de Personas Jurídicas de Santa Fe por resolución 861 del año 2011. Dubois, María Eugenia. El proceso de lectura. De la teoría a la práctica. Quinta edición. Buenos Aires. Aike. 1996. 37 páginas. ISBN 950-701-026-2. Versión en tinta disponible en la Biblioteca Centralizada de la Facultad de Humanidades y Ciencias, de la Facultad de Arquitectura, Diseño y Urbanismo y del Instituto Superior de Música. Primera edición del audiolibro, julio de 2013. Santa Fe, Argentina. ediciones@miramebien.org.ar. Volumen 7 de 10, correspondiente a las páginas 31 a 32 de la versión en tinta. Índice del audiolibro. Obra en 10 volúmenes. Aviso legal, ficha bibliográfica y descripción del libro, volumen 1, páginas 1 a 8. Presentación, volumen 1, páginas 1 a 8. La lectura, diferentes concepciones teóricas, volumen 2, páginas 9 a 12. La lectura como conjunto de habilidades, volumen 2, páginas 9 a 12. La lectura como proceso interactivo, volumen 2, páginas 9 a 12 y, volumen 3, páginas 13 a 16. La lectura como proceso transaccional, volumen 4, páginas 17 a 20. La lectura. La práctica pedagógica, volumen 5, páginas 21 a 25. El modelo mecanicista, volumen 5, páginas 21 a 25. El modelo organicista, volumen 5, páginas 21 a 25. Los modelos de la física y la lectura, volumen 5, páginas 21 a 25 y, volumen 6, páginas 26 a 30. Bibliografía, volumen 7, páginas 31 a 32. Volumen 8, páginas 33 a 34. Volumen 9, páginas 35 a 36 y volumen 10, páginas 37 a 39. Página 31. Inicio de la bibliografía.
Adams, M. J. Models of Reading. Langway and Comprehension. 1982, 193-206. Adams, M. J. Y. Bryce B. Bokra Ongni Leach and Written Comprehension. In J. A. Langer Y. M. T. S. Midberg Editors, Writer Meet Sofor, Barra, Bright Chungi Gop. Newark, IRA, 1982. Anderson, O. S. Comprehension of College H. Students. Distite of the Art. Written G. Yo R. L. 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 D. 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 1982, 21, 3. 213-225. Bartlett, Phi, C. Remembering. Quimbrick. Quimbrick University Press, 1932. Bartoli, J. S. Medafor, Mind, and Mining. De Narrative Mind in Action. Language Arts, 1985, 62, 4, 332-342. Bick, R. Y. Appleman, D. Written Estrariguis for Expository and Literary Text Tapes. Anna, C., Pervs Y.O., Nelfs, Editors, Becoming Readers in a Complex Society. Chicago, The University of Chicago Press, 1984. Biwagrandi, R., D., General Constraints on Process Models of Language Comprehension. Language and Comprehension, 1982, 179-192. Berider, C., Weibert, M. Use of Thinking Aloud and Identification and Teaching of Written Comprehension Estrariguis. Cognition and Instruction, 1985, 2, 131-156. Burstein, B. B. Language and Socialization. N.S. Rogers, editor, Children in a Language. London, Oxford University Press, 1975. Bloom, D. Written as a Social Process. Language Arts, 1985, 62:2, 134-143. Bloom, D. Bedtime Story Written as a Social Process. In J. Niles Y.R., Quinto, Lalik, Editors. Issues in Literacy, a Research Perspective. Rochester, N.Y., The National Written Conference, 1985. Babrow, D., G., Y. Norman, D., A. Some Principles of Memory Schemata. And D. G. Babrowia, M. Collins, Editors. Representation and Understanding, A Status in Cognitivesense. New York, Academic Press, 1975. Bosch, E. E. The Development of Affective Schemata. Human Development, 1983, 26, 173-183. Braun, L. Metacognition, The Development of Selective Attention Strategies for Learning from Texts. And M. L. Camille Y. M. M. Boswick, Editors. Directions in Written. Research and Instruction, 30th Year Book of the National Written Conference, 1981. Braun, L. Learning and Development, The Problems of Compatibility, Access, and Induction. Human Development, 1982, 25, 89-150. Braun, L. Y. Campioni, J. C. Inducing Flexible Thinking, The Problem of Access. Technical Report 156, Illinois University, Urbana, Center for the Study of Written, 1980. Braun, L. Campioni, J. C. Wide, J. D. Learning to Learn, on Training Students to Learn from Texts. Educational Researcher, 1981, 10, 14-21. Braun, L. Wipelinksar, S. Reciprocal Teaching of Comprehension Strategies. A Natural History of One Program for Enhancing Learning. Pagina 32. Technical Report 334, Illinois University Urbana, Center for the Study of Written, 1985. Braun, L. Y. Reeve, R. A. Bandwidths of Competence. The Role of Supportive Contexts in Learning and Development. Technical Report 336, Illinois University Urbana, Center for the Study of Written, 1985.
Capra, Phi. El Tao de la Física. Madrid, Luis Cárcamo, editor, 1984.
Carroll, J., B. The Nature of the Written Process. And H. Singer, Y.R., B., Ruddle, Theoretical Models and Processes of Written, Newark, IRA, 1976. Cohn, M. Observations of Learning to Read and Write Naturally. And J. M. Jensen, editor, Composing and Comprehending, N. Slash Kerr, Eric, 1984. Collier, R. G. Written, Thinking, and Play, A Child's Search for Mining. And 47th Year Book Claremont Written Conference. Claremont, The Claremont Written Conference, 1983. Grossman, R. Do Readers Make Meaning? Sierra Interrogation. And S. R. Solomon Y. Romero. Grossman, Editors. The Writer into Text. Princeton. N.Y., Princeton University Press, 1980. Chill, J. S. Y. Jacobs, Quinto, A. Writing and Written in the Elementary Grades. Developmental Trends Among Low SES Children. And J. M. Jensen, Editor, Composing and Comprehending. Nker, Eric, 1984. Chapman, J. Comprehending and the Teacher of Written. And J. Flood, Editor, Promoting Written Comprehension. Newark, IRA, 1984. Digwe, J. Knowing and the Known. Boston, Beacon Press, 1949. Drum, P. A. Children's Understanding of Passages. And J. Flood, Editor, Promoting Written Comprehension. Newark, IRA, 1984.
Dubois, M. E. Algunos interrogantes sobre comprensión de la lectura. Lectura y Vida. Revista Latinoamericana de Lectura, 1984, 5, 4, 14-19.
Duffy, G., C. Models of Riddian have direct implications for Riddian instruction, the negative position. In J., Niles Y.R., Quinto, Lalik, Editors. Issues in Literacy, a Research Perspective. Rochester, New York, the National Riddian Conference, 1985. Dyson, H., Riddian, Writing, and Language, Young Children Solving the Written Language Puzzle. In J. M. Jensen, Editor, Composing and Comprehending. Nker, Eric, 1984. Eckhoff, B., How Riddian Affect Children's Writing. And J. M. Jensen, Editor, Composing and Comprehending. Nker, Eric, 1984. Elkind, D., Cognitive Development in Riddian. N38 Yearbook Claremont Riddian Conference. Claremont, Cal. The Claremont Riddian Conference, 1974. Fabricius, W., Quinto. Piaget's Theory of New Leech, Its Philosophical Context. Human Development, 1983, 26, 325-334. Farr, B., P., Weistrickler, D., J., The Creation of Mining. And B. Pergina, R.Y.D., J. Stickler, Editors. Riddian Comprehension, Resource Guide. Indiana University, Eric, 1980. La Bibliographia Continua in El Siguiente Volumen. Findel Volumen 7. Para sugerencias escribanos a sugerencias@mirambin.org.ar.